Okay, this is a picture of our project team. It's an interesting situation where we started with a core set of people as required by the QA project. But then we were able to add on staff who were willing to help us. We were able to add on Susan Logan, who's here with me today. And we were able to add on a person from the local health department who you will see is part of our project. We called our QI project Improved Access and Sharing of Hospitalization and Emergency Department Data. Since this is quite a data-driven project, I'm a supervising epidemiologist in the maternal and child health area, so while I am not the project lead on the project because it was data driven, and I'm actually the current owner of the data mentioned here, they picked me to come present. So happy to be here. As required is our disclosure. All right, so I'm going to start with our aim statement. It's a little bit long, but it's quite interesting, we think. We wanted to provide 24/7, 365 role-based access to a single online resource for the hospitalization and emergency department data to increase efficiency of preparation time for this data and eliminate need in the time spent on external data requests by allowing access data directly. This would be for DPH internal staff, our epidemiologists, our data managers, and also for the very first time to our local health departments, so that DPH would use less resources to generate the information. Data queries will be available to partners within the time frame of their requests, resulting in more informed and improved data-driven decisions. So, as part of our plan phase, we've developed project measures that we have been monitoring, including their evaluation. You can see that what we wanted to do was the ability of DPH to access the hospitalization ED data. See our baseline? It was two people. We want to raise that up to 11 data managers who can access the data through the portal. I should have described the portal a little bit better in the previous slide. The portal is the Environmental Public Health Tracking Portal. Some of the states may be aware of this. It's a web-based system where users can log into this portal and get access to data either at the aggregate level, or if you obtain permission, you get a username and password where you can then delve deeper into the data to get almost, you can get record level data pending your permission. Secondly, we have the project measure for the local health department data management to log into the EPHD portal and access these data. Right now, we have zero local health department managers who are able to access this. They make this request. There's a few of them that make it fairly often, but it takes us, our epidemiologists, quite a bit of time to gather the information that they need in the way that they can use it, utilize it. So our target is to increase that to 5. Also, to increase the time that DPH staff is spending preparing data for use. It's been a rather fragmented system where the data would come to me, the hospitalization emergency department data. It would be very little data cleaning by my unit. What we would do is then give it to our data users internally, and then they would each spend time cleaning the data themselves. So very duplicative, and we wanted to erase that. And so if you add up all the time all these people were using, it was like taking 15 hours, and we're hoping to reduce that to 2 to 3 hours, even less. So during our project, we used several QI tools. And I'm not going to spend too much time on these because the other states have already mentioned these tools, but they're rather important. We use brainstorming, an affinity diagram, force field analysis, cause and effect, or a wishbone diagram, and process mapping, which is also a swim lane diagram. So one example here on the screen is the force field analysis, where we discuss forces supporting or inhibiting us from completing the project. What you'll see, I'll just point out real quick, on the first row, here I am pointing, here on the first row, we thought that one of the big barriers was going to be the Connecticut Hospital Association and the members. Those are the hospitals who provide us the hospitalization and emergency department data. Well, that did not become our problem. What is we have found is the funding and implementation of the EPHT portal. So another diagram I'm going to show you, very detailed, is the cause and effect analysis, or the fishbone diagram, as you've seen before in the other projects. It really reveals some of the major causes of barriers to staff efficiently accessing the data. Major categories, or the bones on the fish diagram, were process, technology, agency, infrastructure, and data management. So we're able to look at these things and become to understand better what needed to be improved. The third QI tool that we use is called the swim lane diagram. Again, I'm not going to go into detail on this because it's very hard to read, but it really does help us identify different areas in DPH where the data was touching different spots. So, using these QI tools, we're able to develop our improvement theory. So what we wanted to do was increase the data accessibility by the local health departments and DPH staff by putting data on the portal. Establish role-based access to protect confidentiality. This is record-level data where actual people can be identified. And as you know, through HIPAA, we need to protect their identification. We want to build the downloads through the web portal. We also want to reduce the number of defects in the incoming, outgoing data. So we want to create a feedback loop. As the data was given out to the users, we created a system so that they come across something that we haven't picked up on. We're going to say, okay, you contact Marcy Kavakis and you tell her there's something wrong here. And then we will go to our team and figure out a way to fix that. We're actually going to standardize edits so that the data quality is improved. We're going to build dashboards on the web portal to make it easier for the external users to get access to these data. And we have established the data review committee to resolve significant errors. We've actually met several times, and we've come up with a process among ourselves. We kept it a small group so that there's not a whole bunch of people going back and forth and fighting about such and such. We made it 5 people, so we have a tiebreaker person to resolve any significant errors that are being reported to us. And we want to create a data ownership process. We're going to assign a data owner as a point of contact for data errors and decisions around the data. Guess what? That's me. No, but it's okay. The data has been coming to me for years, and so I do have an understanding of the users, and I have an understanding around how the data errors need to be responded to. Some of them will be minor, some of them will be major, but I will bring it to the data review committee, and we will make decisions on how to resolve those issues. Okay, so tests for our improvement theory. We came up with about 10. I'm not going to go through these. They're going to lead us through where we have to succeed, and we're moving along with that. So we're focused right here to date on 6 of those tests. I'll give you the first one, calculation of age. When we tested across our DPH internal users, nobody was doing it the same. So one of the things we're going to do is make sure that when the data is put out on the portal, age is calculated the correct way and available to those users. The last one that I wanted to mention is the data application contracts process. Boy, was that was amazing. When we got into the details on this, the legal issues and details with the contract were enormous. I'm sorry this is going to happen. This is supposed to be an example of what, is it? Oh, it did. This is an example of what the EPHT portal looks like. Just showing you real quickly, someone logs in. You can look at different demographics, sex, select this, that, and the other thing, and then you come up with a set of data that you can then download for your analysis. So I'll get right down to the key lessons learned. We said, let's get ready for the surprise. Who knew? We had 2 data sets from the same data source coming into the agency. We're now going to get rid of that process. The process mapping helpful to document this. As I said, the Community Health Association was not an issue. Local health departments do not request data as often as we thought, but when they do request it, man, do they want it. The third bullet being, this is a time project for them because they are now doing their community health assessments and really want, some of these really want the data, the ones who have the epidemiologists and data managers. Second one, bring in the legal team in the beginning. Boy, if I had known that, we spent months working with legal. We've had a lot of success, and it's reached a really wonderful standardized common ground among the 3 areas of the agency, maternal and child health, environmental health, and chronic disease. But also, the silo bring that now legal is part of our team, and they understand how we all need to work together. They understand how we want to get this information out to the local health departments, and they have been on our side trying to get through the legal ease to get this to happen.